You should have seen how hard Joanna.
No, that's not how you say it.
Oh, okay. You don't pronounce the J. Sorry. You should have seen how hard Johanna rolled her eyes. Just so everyone listening, I do know how to say her name. I do wind her up. I also call her Swedish all the time as well because I know it's annoying.
Since the last episode.
I know. You finally have a UK number because you got rid of your Swedish number.
Oh, he's been gone. Like, since I've known Michael, he's been so angry with me for not getting a UK number.
Whenever we'd plan to meet up or do something, if she wasn't anywhere with Wi-Fi, I'd be texting and I'd have the one tick on WhatsApp. And I was like, okay, great. I know this person's in the boonies now.
Maybe I just blocked you. Couldn't be bothered with you.
Maybe you did block me.
Maybe I had a UK number the whole time.
Yeah. And you're just vetting me at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's nice.
Yeah, now that I want you to do some podcast episodes with me, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Always being used.
He can have my UK.
That's the story of my life. Yeah. Sorry, that was a bit deep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
Can I hear myself? No, I can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself?
No.
Sorry, we have some technical difficulty. How about now?
Yes. Yeah, now I can hear myself.
Okay, so I don't know which of those cables is not working.
I thought you had a professional setup. What is what's going on here?
Well, listen, we're just starting up, you know.
I think my setup was way more professional than yours.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Okay, so what do you have for us today?
Well, when we recorded the first episode,
yeah.
I brought my 7 or 8 year old laptop over to Michael's. A Finnish laptop with the adapter and one microphone. And now you have the whole 2-screen computer, 2 microphones, 2 headphones, everything set up. So hopefully, I mean, the sound was not too bad, to be honest.
No, it wasn't too bad, no. But I think we all struggled because one of us had a deeper voice than the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to try.
Yeah. So, yeah, but the first podcast got really good feedback. I was really pleased with it.
Did it?
Yeah, not to...
I didn't get any of that feedback.
Toot my own horn or anything.
Oh, right. Yeah, it was all your own work, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Why are you even here?
I don't know why I'm here.
What have you been doing?
Living life.
Are you buying a house?
I'm trying to buy a house. It's in a weird state at the moment. So,
have you said you want it?
I've said I wanted it. I put the offer in. It's been accepted.
Yeah.
It's had a survey and I'm just waiting for the survey report to come back
right.
So that we can decide whether the house is damp or it's fine and move on.
Mm. Yeah, it's been a long process.
It's been about 7 months.
How sick are you of going to house viewings?
I'm so sick of it.
How many have you been to?
I've lost track. There was 1 week.
Over 100?
Definitely over 100, yeah. There was 1 week when I went to see 15 properties.
Yeah.
That was quite intense. And I feel like if this doesn't go through, I'm going to stop for a few months and then start again in the new year.
Yeah. I mean, it's so draining.
It is so draining. And also just having
speaking from experience, not.
So, yeah, so I'm hoping that goes through.
Where is it? It's in central Brighton.
Yeah, it's in central Brighton.
A house.
Yeah, a house, yeah. Shall we tell people the address as well?
Yeah. What's the postcode? You should have bought one closer to me, though, so that we could do these podcasts more often.
It's too fun where you live. I couldn't live there. I'm kind of a serious person.
You're so funny.
It is. It's too fun.
Yeah, it's too much going on where I live.
Yeah, way too much.
Yeah,
I don't think Max
could handle it. Bustle.
Yeah, the hustle and bustle. Too many people. You can't find any space.
Well, I was speaking with Michael about buying a house where I live in Brighton, which is a quieter area with families. And when he's mentioned about, well, he was considering living there, but then he was like, or was it me who said there are no girls that you could pick up on your daily walks?
Okay, so you said you were prepared. Like, what have you got for us today?
Okay, I have just some random thoughts that I've had over the last week.
Okay, this is dangerous.
And we'll see. I mean, this is like about the smallest tiny things and everything.
Teeny tiny little things.
Yeah. Before we start, I wanted to talk about something that I noticed today. when I met you, you said that you had a business idea. And I don't know if you will want to talk about this in the podcast, and we can delete it if you don't want to. But you said, do you know what I'm talking about?
No, remind me, because I always have loads of ideas.
Well, it was an old idea and you have put it aside for some reason. I can't remember why. You wanted to bring Joe and the Juice to Brighton.
Oh my God. Don't even start. Don't start. I know exactly what you're talking about because I've seen it. I've seen them setting it up. And do you know what? Like, I tried contacting them 3 times. And
so, to be clear, Joe and the Juice is coming to Brighton now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I feel like I gave them the idea for that.
Ooh, what was that?
What was that?
You know Peep Show?
Yes, I love Peep Show.
And you know how... Is his name Mark, the main character? Played by David Mitchell?
Yes, Mark.
Yeah, and you know how he's like scared of teenagers when he needs to walk past them? He's like anxious about it.
Yes, he is. Yes, because they call him Clean Shirt and they ask him why his shirt's so clean.
I am Mike. I think it's really scary to walk past teenagers. I get all anxious about it.
Why? What do you think they're going to say to you?
No, because they're just so unpredictable. If you walk by teenagers, anything could happen.
Okay. Has anything ever happened to you when you walk past teenagers?
Think so.
Okay.
I mean, maybe the odd comment or something.
Oh wow, the odd comment. Okay. So what you're telling everyone is you just have this judgment of teenagers that comes from nowhere and it's an irrational fear of teenagers.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we dig deeper into that? Where do you think it comes from? Were you quite a naughty teenager?
No, I don't think so.
No. But before you came to England, did you have this
wow,
preconceived idea? Hey, listen, I'm trying, right?
Okay.
So did you have this idea of what British teenagers would behave? Or maybe you saw something on TV and it's influenced how you viewed the teenagers in England?
I don't think so, because I think a lot of people have this view of the UK like America has, that it is all proper and posh and everyone's rich and, you know.
I do know, yeah.
So I think I had a little bit of that. I didn't have that other view. Like European countries have this view of rowdy British holiday people.
I know. Do you know, when I was in Poland, everyone kept asking me if I had walked past football hooligans.
Yeah.
Because that was their idea of the United Kingdom was hooliganism.
Oh, yeah. Do you know that movie Euro Trip?
Yes.
Yeah, they're not actually portraying that posh side. They're portraying that football hooligan.
Yeah. And, oh yeah, they used to also always ask me if I loved eating beef Wellington. It's quite a nice meal, but I don't think that many people eat beef Wellington.
I love beef Wellington.
Yeah.
But
you love the beef. Is that right, Joanna? I don't know why I just clicked.
What does that even mean?
I don't
Is
know.
Is that an innuendo?
Yeah, I think there's an innuendo hidden in there somewhere. Got I need to be careful because my mum's listening to this.
Is she?
Yeah, she
Did
is.
Did she like
yeah.
it?
Yeah, she liked the last one.
Okay, good.
Yeah, hi, Mum.
Hi, Michael's mother. What's your name?
Her name's Tenji.
Tenji. Yeah. Hi, Tenji. Okay, we got a bit from teenagers scary to hello to Michael's mother.
Yeah, that was a big segue, wasn't it?
But so just a question for you. You don't get that at all when you walk past teenagers.
Generally, I mean,
can you relate at all to what I am saying?
I don't think I can.
Okay.
But I think maybe where I have related to what you're saying was when I lived in London, and whenever I'd walk past a group of guys or a group of people at night, I was a bit scared, but in the end, I actually felt much safer walking past a group of people than walking alone.
Yeah.
So if I didn't see anyone for a long time, it was actually kind of creepy.
It's not
so
that
I'd rather see a group of teenagers than just be on my own in a dark alleyway.
I mean, it's not that I'm scared that they're going to attack me or something. It's just that I'm scared of what they're going to say or what they're going to do. I don't know. It's quite irrational.
It is. It seems like you can wipe that one off.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
Another
problem
thought.
Solved.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Do you feel weary when you're walking at night and there's a guy walking toward you?
It completely depends on where I am and if it's really dark or if there is some light. If it's in central Brighton, not so much.
Okay.
Because there's always going to be people around. But if I'm like walking home from the station where I live.
In Portslade.
Yeah. That can be scary.
I can imagine.
Mm.
I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but I find that when I'm walking at night, I'm actually scared to walk past or near women on their own. But no, it's more of the fear they might have of me.
Yeah.
And as a man, and also as a black man as well, I found that that's quite something that people have.
So what do you notice that women do when you approach them at night? I mean, I can relate to this because I probably do this, but yeah, so what do you notice?
So the first thing that I would notice was, depending on how I was dressed, if I was coming from the city and I was dressed in a suit and smartly dressed, they wouldn't care. They would just walk past me and sometimes they'd even smile, even if it was at night. But if I was dressed in anything other than a suit, they'd be really weary.
It's funny how like a suit would automatically make you a good person.
Make you safer, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there are a lot of...
really crazy guys who wear suits.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I was wearing anything other than a suit, what I'd find is when I was, let's say I'm approaching a woman who's walking toward me.
Yeah.
She would slightly grab her purse.
Yeah.
And walk to the side slightly.
Yeah.
So, you know, because of everything that's been going on, I've noticed now when I've been walking at night that guys will cross the road when they see a woman walking towards them on the same side of the road.
Because they're noticing the same things as you're noticing, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would probably appreciate someone doing that to me because it makes you feel a bit safer.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, have you ever thought about strawberry milkshake?
I love strawberry milkshake. I love strawberry ice cream. I love strawberry flavored things.
Do you? It's funny because
they
it doesn't...
are on my... probably behind bubblegum flavored things, strawberry number two for me.
Bubblegum, by the way, such a weird thing. That's a UK thing. We don't have that. If you go into a small place that sells a few ice cream flavors in the UK, they have bubblegum always as one of the flavors.
Yeah, because it's great. It's nice and sweet.
It's nice. I wouldn't order it. Michael just showed me some bubble gums in his pocket.
Of course.
Oh, child.
You never know when you never know when you might need to do something.
Is it like a sweet or a minty bubble gum?
It's a sweet bubble gum. Bubble gum.
Just like ruining your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day at a time.
Yeah. But yeah, have you thought about strawberry milkshake and you drink it with a straw? That's a thought I had.
Strawberry milkshake.
I know, I'm such a six-year-old, but that's the thought I had. And I thought, has that thought ever crossed your mind?
That thought has never crossed my mind at all.
Okay. So
when you say that out loud, does that sound as ridiculous as, as it sounds now?
Yeah.
Okay, definitely keep this one in.
Because if you say strawberry milkshake, it almost sounds like you order a berry milkshake, but you want a straw with it.
Okay.
Can I have a strawberry milkshake?
I see.
Yeah.
So you're saying, can I have a straw, comma,
berry milkshake?
You want a berry milkshake.
And then when you get
a straw.
When you get a strawberry milkshake, you're like, no.
I want a berry. I'm going to try that.
I asked for a berry milkshake.
For a berry milkshake with a straw. Okay.
They're like, we're so sorry. This one's on the house.
This one's not as intellectual as the last episode, right?
I had a message in the group WhatsApp chat. Fuck. I man. I had a message in the WhatsApp group that we have at work, and it was a video from the Finnish passport. And when you flick through it really quickly, it's a moose that runs. And my colleague thought that was really cool. And then we started talking about national animals. And do you know what England's national animal is?
Well, I don't actually know what the national animal is, but I know on the crest, it's a lion.
Yeah.
The Lion of St. George.
That is the national animal as well.
Okay.
Do you know what Scotland is?
I don't know what Scotland... No, I don't.
Which I love. It's a unicorn.
Oh.
And I love that every other country, like Finland, has actually the bear, I think, not the moose. And in Ireland, they have a hare. So they have like... We have like normal animals.
Scotland has a unicorn.
Yeah. And England has this lion that doesn't exist in the wilderness in England.
Well, actually, Johanna, there used to be lions that roamed around Europe. There were European lions. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But they don't exist anymore. They went extinct.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thank you for teaching me that.
Every day's a school day.
Mm.
At the interest club.
Tune in. There's this song from the 90s that didn't sound like any other hit song from the 90s, really. And every time I hear it, I would get up on the dance floor.
Is it Return of the Mac?
No.
That is the only song that I can think of from the 90s.
Return of the Mac. Can you sing it for me, please?
No, I can't sing. Return of the Mac. Return of the Mac.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Okay.
That song sounds so good.
No, mine is. I'm intrigued to see what you think of this song. Mambo number five. Yeah.
That's the song you brought to the podcast.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you not like it?
No, I don't.
Okay, because I googled it and it's a very hated song, apparently. Yes. But I guess it's my guilty pleasure then.
My guilty pleasure song that I listen to when I'm in the gym.
Yeah.
Is the Shaggy song, It Wasn't Me.
Oh, okay. Now that would be too calm for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go on, sing it. Keep singing.
I don't know the lyrics. but it's too calm for me to work out to.
You need something with more of a tempo and drums.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. No, for me, it's that one. I don't know why I listen to that.
What do you do? Like a bicep curl? So it wasn't me.
I do. I probably do it. No, it has got a rhythm to it that you can work out to. I wouldn't run to it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't run to it, but I definitely would lift to it. It, you know, it's got a nice beat, so it like goes with the rhythm of the pump. So, you know.
Okay.
So yeah, that's okay. My song.
Do you go to the gym? I can't even tell.
No.
That surprised me.
Have I never mentioned to you that I go to the gym?
That
was funny, yeah. I didn't see that coming. Something that makes me cringe recently that I've noticed is when it's Mother's Day or Father's Day.
Mm.
It's Father's Day today.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Woo!
When it's Father's Day or Mother's Day, or if it's someone's parent's birthday, they post them on Instagram, but most of the time the parent isn't tagged or doesn't have Instagram. Yeah. So it's kind of like you're showing me that it's your father's day, but your father doesn't have Instagram. So what's the point in that?
Yeah. What is the point? What are you trying to do?
Right. Well, exactly.
Let's dig into this.
Okay. Like, yeah.
Is it to make yourself look like a good person? Or, I mean, perhaps I get,
so.
I suppose maybe you're like, oh, I really love my dad and I want to show it to the world. Maybe. I've posted some pictures of me and my parents. But yeah, to write like this whole paragraph.
Yeah, but that's different.
Yeah.
Like, having a picture of you and your parents is quite nice.
Yeah.
But dedicating, like you just said, this whole lengthy paragraph and a post to someone who won't see it.
Yeah.
But then I will see it.
It is odd.
Yeah.
Or maybe they will see it, but it's like...
Maybe they'll show them. They'll be like, oh, look what I did for you.
Yeah. Look what I posted on Facebook for you.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? Doing this podcast with you has made me realize that you have to be aware of what you're saying a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And it's actually really difficult.
Yeah, I mean, we have no filter in real life, you know.
Yeah, in real life, some of the conversations we have, we would never have them on here. But I think we should. I think we should just push the boat out a bit.
Yeah.
And start throwing in some more...
controversial stuff.
Yeah, some more controversial stuff.
We have our final segment I need to do still before you head off.
Okay.
I'm going to teach you this one.
I thought you were teaching me Finnish.
Shut up. He does this all the time and I know he's winding me up, but... Okay. Finns det hjärtrum?
Finns det hjärtrum?
Yep. And then, finns det hjärtrum?
Finns det hjärtrum?
Okay, so you say both of those after each other. So it's, finns det hjärtrum? Finns det hjärtrum?
Finns det hjärtrum? Finns det hjärtrum?
Cute. So that means, if there is room in the heart, there is room for the butt. As in your bum.
Mm. So I think that means that if there's room in the heart, there's room in the butt.
Room for the butt.
Oh, there's room for the butt.
Yeah.
I couldn't even guess.
Okay, so it means like, say you're a group of friends and you're gathered around a table and it's crowded. And someone comes and they want to like squeeze in. You can say like, oh, if there's room in the heart, there's room for the butt. To like create space.
Oh, to create space. Is this what Finnish people do all day? Just like come up with these...
sayings.
Idioms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Finstrit jastum, finstrit
shatsum. Perfect. Well done.
Thank you.
Another great episode.
Yeah, this one's going to be really interesting for you to edit.
Oh, this is going to take me a million years to edit because we didn't come as prepared today. But hopefully, I think we got a lot of good content still. But it's just going to take some time to dig it out and put it all together and in the right order. But yeah, thank you for joining me once again for, I was going to say the other podcast name, which is not the name. What's my podcast called?
The Interest Club.
All
right, bye.
Bye.